Tov Gimel Ir, Tov Shin Pei Hei, Rav Tzvi Liebman Shlita.
We're in the middle of the Yimei Ha'ime, counting the days towards Shavuos. We're surrounded by Yom Tovim. We had Pesach a couple of weeks ago, and we've got Shavuos coming up. The Rabban writes that the days of Sfiras Ha'ime, it's not just, it happens to be Pesach has passed, Shavuos is on the way. He says, Shavuos is called Atzeres, like Shmini Atzeres. Says the Ramban, like Sukkos, there's a Yom Tov in the beginning, then there's a Chol HaMoed, and then there's a Shmini Atzeres, which is Atzeres after the Chol HaMoed. Says the Ramban, Pesach, Sfiras Ha'ime and Shavuos is the same setup. Pesach is the Yom Tov. Of course, in itself, it's got Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov, but it's all together one big Yom Tov. The days in between are like Chol HaMoed. And Shavuos is the Atzeres after. So the Sfiras Ha'ime is actually like a Chol HaMoed, a period of Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. As the Rabban says, it's such a special time, Shavuos. So we've got the whole Tekufa, Pesach, then Yomim Hasfurim Ben Taim, the days Kechol HaMoed, between Yom Tov number one and Yom Tov number two. And the Yom Tov number two is Yom Matan Torah, where Hashem gave us the Torah B'Toch HaEish. That's why Shavuos is called Atzeres. We have to realize it's all linked together, the Pesach, Sfiras Ha'ime, and Shavuos. So I'd like to talk about Yom Tov. The Torah in Parshas Emor constantly repeats, Yom Tov is called a Mikra Kodesh. That's the title, how the Torah tells us how to be Misnagi Yom Tov. Moed Hashem Tikru Oysom Mikra Kodesh. Declare them Mikra Kodesh. Ela Moed Hashem Mikra Kodesh Tikru Oysom Moedom. Yom Tovim are meant to be declared as Mikra Kodesh, holy calling days. What exactly does it mean, Mikra Kodesh? Constantly go through Pesukim, every Yom Tov is called Mikra Kodesh, concept Mikra. What exactly does Mikra Kodesh mean? Says the Ramban, Mikra Kodesh means it's a day you need to declare publicly that's a Yom Kodesh. Says the Ramban, a day of Yom Tov, kulam kruim v'nesof v'lekalash oisei. It's a mitzvah to gather together to declare it's a holy day. Mitzvah al Yisrael lekovit bebeis lekim b'yoy moed. It's a mitzvah klal Yisrael to gather together on Yom Tov. Lekalash ayoyim, to declare the day of the Yom Kodesh b'fahesya, in the front of a tzibur. And he says, how do you do it? B'tfilah. Through davening, halel, through saying halel, biksus nikiyah, special clothing, all these are ways of declaring this is a super special day. I'll come to that in a few seconds. Hold on. So the Rabban says it's a special Indian mikra kodesh to declare it as a special public yom kodesh through tefillah, halal, clothing, and Yom Mishnah V'Simcha. So there's a lot of chidushim in these short words of the Ramban. And we'll start talking a bit about one of them. We'll start with talking about the Ksus Nikiyah. The Ramban says, part of Mikra Kodesh is to have special clothing for Yom Tov. That the way you declare and show it's a special day, on special days, one always wears special clothing. So therefore, Biksus Nikiyah, having a special Yom Tov item of clothing, with that way you're declaring, you're showing it's a special day. So from the Ramban it seems that having Yom Tov clothes is connected to Din D'oraisa. It's part of Mikra Kodesh. It's a Din D'oraisa. The Rambam is Mavua, Hilchah Shabbat, Hilchah Yom Tov. No, clothing is not a Din D'oraisa. It's a Din D'rabbanan, based on Kovod V'Oneg, Divrei Kabbalah. It's Divrei Kabbalah, but it doesn't belong to the Din D'oraisa. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav highlights this machlekes, and says it's machlekes Rambam and Ramban is special clothing a mitzvah d'oraisa mikra kodesh, or no, mikra kodesh mainly means it's a malocha, it's a din d'rabbanan. Now, as you pointed out, that the repetition of mikra kodesh is stressed by Yom Tov, what about Shabbos? Is Shabbos also included in Mikra Kodesh? Now, really, it's a Mefurush Pasuk. The beginning of the Parsha Moedim, it says clearly, Yom Hashvi Shabbos Shabbos Mikra Kodesh. It says quite clearly the word Mikra Kodesh by Shabbos as well. And in Kiddush, we say it as well. Two different schoys. Either say Kihu Yom Tchilal Mikra Kodesh, or you don't say the words Kihu Yom, you just say Tchilal Mikra Kodesh. So therefore, Shabbos is also called Mikra Kodesh. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, yes, all the dinim of Mikra Kodesh, which we talk about Yom Tov, you should know, apply to Shabbos as well. And that's why, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Shabbos clothing is also Din D'oraisa. Not just Yom Tov clothing, to have a special item for Yom Tov is a Din D'oraisa. Special Shabbos clothes is also belongs to Mikra Kodesh. Again, the Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds Mikra Kodesh mainly means Issa Malacha, but the Ramban holds that special Shabbos clothing and Yom Tov clothing is a Din D'oraisa, it belongs to the word Mikra Kodesh. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Chof Tes says, based on Rashalmi, that Big Day Yom Tov, Yoyse Toyu Mishal Shabbos. You need Shabbos clothing, Yom Tov clothing, but Yom Tov clothing should be more chos than the Shabbos. Why is that? As far as Mikra Kodesh is concerned, there shouldn't really be a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why should Yom Tov clothing be more chos than Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham brings, and it's based on the Levush, by Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of Simcha as well. And says the Levush, brought down the Magen Avraham, Begodim Chashuvim are included in Simcha. There's a certain element of Simcha wearing special clothing. So therefore, it's included in Mitzvah Simcha to wear special clothing. And that's why Yom Tov has got a stronger chiyuv than Shabbos as far as clothing on Mitzvah Simcha. And therefore, it could be even according to the Rishonim who say Mikra Kodesh doesn't include clothing. But Yom Tov, because of the Mitzvah of Simcha, Yom Tov is a special mitzvah to have extra nice clothing. And the Shulchan Aruch brings in a few places. Of course, he talks about the importance of having Shabbos clothing, but Yom Tov, Yoyse Toyim Shal Shabbos, there's a higher level of chiyuv to have nice clothing on Yom Tov more than Shabbos, so therefore the Yom Tov clothing should be nicer than Shabbos. Chalamoid. Chalamoid is part of Yom Tov. What level of clothing does Chalamoid require? So there's a shtikla mavucha, a little bit of confusion, or needs some clarification, what level of clothing are you supposed to be wearing a chalamoid? The Losha Mogen Avraham in Tovkov Lamed B'Shem the Tanur Abosi earlier in Shoinim says, chalamoid chayev lechabtoi b'maychol u'mishto u'biksus k'sha'a Yom Tov. The Mogen Avraham brings from the Tanur Abosi, chalamoid is part of Yom Tov. Chalamoid, especially of Simcha, chalamoid is part of Yom Tov. So the clothing should be similar to Yom Tov. But he carries on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, Maril, Lovash, Hakota, or Matroin, I don't know these old, whether it's Ashkenaz or French, I don't know what it is, but some items of clothing. The Maril, Lovash, Hakota, or Matroin, Shal Shabbos. He wore his Shabbos clothes. said the Chaimah, it doesn't follow, it doesn't flow, this Mughalavor, very well. He starts off telling me from the Tanya Rabosi where Chalamoy Yomta clothes, and he said, Maril wore his Shabbos clothes, a little bit of a steer. So the Prima Godim says, yeah, there's some words which need correcting. He says, I'm sure the Maril wore Big Day Yomta. In the Tzad Shal Shabbos, it means Shal Yomta. That's how the Prima Godim learns. But the Chofetz Chaim, in Mishavru Shatzin, says no. Said the Chofetz Chaim, these words of the Tanya Rabosi, Kesha Yom Tov, is not exactly so. You're not mechuyev to wear on Chalamoid Yom Tov clothing, says the Chofetz Chaim. He says, we see a lot of differences in Hilchos Chalamoid. It may be part of Yom Tov, but it's not the same level as Yom Tov. The fact that Chalamoid is allowed b'mlocha, and Yom Tov is not allowed b'mlocha, that shows Chalamoid is a lower level. And therefore Chalamoid, you don't need to wear Yom Tov clothing. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and he looked carefully, he said every word of the Chofetz Chaim Mishmur we know is very, very meduyik. He says, when I brought down the Tanya of Orsi in my Mishnah Berurah, I left out those two words. I brought down the words Chayv Lechal Nachav Gznikiyo, but I left out the words Kesha Yom Tov. Those words, I don't think it comes out correct according to the Klonim of the Poiskim. You don't need to wear. Said the Chofetz Chaim, not only you don't need to wear Yom Tov clothing, says the Shah Tzion, even Shabbos clothing, you're not mechuyev to wear, but it mustn't be weekday clothing. It has to be better than weekday clothing, but doesn't have to be Yom Tov clothing. You're allowed to wear Yom Tov clothing. Doesn't have to be Shabbos clothing, because says the Chofetz Chaim, the Mughal of Rome says, for Shana Rabba, you need to wear Shabbos clothing. So Shana Rabba, you have to wear Shabbos clothing. But general Chalamoid, doesn't need, not only doesn't need to be Yom Tov clothing, it doesn't need to be Shabbos clothing either. But it must be, you still need to be Mechaber Chalamoid. So says the Chofetz Chaim, it must be more than weekday clothing. The Maril was Machme to wear Shabbos clothing. That's what the Mughal of Rome means. There's some really means you need special clothing. Like on Yom Tov, you need special clothing. Chalamoid, you also need special clothing. That's tight in the Tanya Rabosi. You need special clothing. The Maruos Machme, okay, not only special clothing, the book is Shabbos clothing. One can be Machme Yom Tov clothing as well. But the Chiyuv on Chalamoid is basically more than weekday, but it doesn't have to be the level of Shabbos or the level of Yom Tov. So according to the Chofetz Chaim, there's four levels in a person's clothing. There's weekday, Chalamoid, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. And I saw, brought down from the Sefer Yesh Leichlin, the father of the Shlom, he is mitzvah to his children, if you can afford it, you should have four sets of clothing. That's what he wrote in his Savor. If you can afford it, the Chofetz Chaim repeats so time, or if you can afford. There were times, it's brought down the Shabbat, they couldn't afford Shabbos clothing either. The one of the Maroim spoke about Shabbos clothing, the whole Tzibah burst out crying, we can't afford an extra set of clothing. How are we meant to do that? So at least change the way you wear it. It shouldn't show that you're on your way to work. You have to change how you wear it. Shal shalamato. But if one can, the Sefer Yesh Leichlin brings, one should have four types of clothing. And like we said, and he actually adds that the Chalamoy clothing is for Rosh Chodesh as well. That's what he writes. Because Rosh Chodesh, some are machmi to have also a special item of clothing. The Gors machmi like that. So they have four sets of clothing. Weekday, Chalamoid, Rosh Chodesh, then Shabbos, and then Yom Tov. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal was asked, by Shabbos it says you should have an entire change of clothing for Shabbos. You should change entirely from your weekday clothing, Shabbos clothing. Does that mean Yom Tov clothing also shouldn't be an entire new wardrobe for Yom Tov? He said, no. As long as it's one item of clothing, Lekovet Yom Tov, then you're ready to mekayim this hiddul of nice clothing for Yom Tov. So, which is the chosen item? Whether it could be a tie or anything, if anything, one item of clothing, lekovet Yom Tov, that's how you're showing your mikra kodesh, the chashivas of Yom Tov. The Matan Ephraim in Hilchos Sukkos brings that this din of ksus nikiyo, which as we know is a way of showing the chashivas hayoyim. So on Shabbos, by our Shabbos clothing, we're showing the chashivas of Shabbos. Yom Tov, by our special item of clothing, we're showing chashivas of Yom Tov, says the Matan Ephraim, like it applies to a person, his own begotten, applies to Big Day Sefer Torah as well. The Sefer Torah also has a mi'il, also has an item of clothing on it. Says the Mat Ephraim, on Yom Tov, the Sefer Torah should have a more choshva mantle than the standard mantle. He talks about Yom Tov, and Yom Tov should have a special, and he talks about the proyeks as well. The older shoes, I don't know if all shoes, old shoes, definitely I've seen it in old Ashkenaz shoes, they have separate mi'il for the Sefer Torah, for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and a separate proyeks. Sometimes you need... Where is he?
Monks.
Yeah, I'm talking about monks, that's what I mean, I come from there. Exactly so. And sometimes you need to switch over in the middle of davening. For example, a day like Shmini Atzeres, you need the Yom Tov Peroiches, but for Geshem, you need the Yom Kippur one, like the Kittel. So how? It's a bit of a problem. Which one do you put on Shmini Atzeres? Simple solution. There's two Peroiches rails, and there's two Peroiches hanging there. One is fully open, and one is there. And then you have to know the gabbah always goes up with a person who has Hotzov Achnosa to make sure he pulls the right rope. If he does the wrong one, it could be pretty terrible. And he tells you exactly, you can't go wrong over there. And therefore, and they change it when necessary. They change it. They switch over from the white one to the yellow one, the yellow one to the white one. It's all very well set up and designed accordingly. So I always thought it was a nice Yekisha Inyan, perhaps you call it that. But the Mat Ephraim talks about Lahaloch, Ksus Nikia. Ksus Nikia not only applies to a person's personal clothing, it applies to the clothing of the Sefer Torah as well. The Sefer Torah also needs to wear special clothes to cover Yom Tov. I didn't find clearly, is therefore a mitzvah that every Shabbos also to change the mantle of the Sefer Torah from Yom Shabbos. If you've got two Sefer Torah, one use wheat and Shabbos, fine, then it's very easy. If a person's got a single, only one Sefer Torah, are you supposed to change the mantle of the Sefer Torah from weekday to Shabbos? Because if Ksus Nikia includes the Sefer Torah's clothing, so therefore, like Yom Tov needs a special clothing, so Shabbos should also need. So I looked around, and I found in a Sefer, with the Chaim Gnievsky's Hagos, he brings Chazon Ish, in his Sefer Torah, in his Beis HaKnesses, requested four me'ilim, four sets of clothing for his Sefer Torah, for Yom Tov, sorry, weekday, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Menorah. Four sets of clothing, four me'ilim for his Sefer Torah. Tak, Ksus Nikia, you got your weekday one. Shabbos, Mikro Kodesh, Yom Tov, Super Kodesh. I'm not sure the Simcha area, how that connects to Yom Tov. But anyway, Yom Tov, Super Mikro Kodesh, and Yom Neroim needs white. I mean, you cannot Yotze without a white me'il on Yom Tov. So you need the special white one. So Tak.
Nice for Parochus as well, Heister.
Yeah, I don't know if he ordered, but I can't be quite, maybe he would have wanted the place as well. I think the place is a little bit more expensive than the middle of the Sefer Torah. Yes, Chalmoyed, but it could be he was made to use the Yom Tov one. So that you don't have to, since you're not mechuyev to have a different one for Chalmoyed, you can make the Marul wore the Shabbos clothing in Chalmoyed. So that much, he didn't require as many as the other ones. But the Inyan of clothing, Mikro Kodesh, having special clothing for Shabbat and Yom Tov, is Niklal in the Din Derais of Mikro Kodesh, both on the personal person plus on the Sifto as well. Now, the Ramban, as we said, every word of the Ramban is absolutely precious. The Ramban says, another point of Mikro Kodesh is, Lekadesh, lekovet bebeis lekim, lekadesh hayoyim befahesya bitfila. To come to shul and declare publicly, betzibur befahesya through tefila that today is Yom Tov, that is part of Mikra Kodesh. I'm declaring a Yom Kodesh by davening my Yom Tov davening in shul betzibur. That is the way to Mikra Kodesh. Now we know tefila is a famous machlokes Rambam and Ramban, whether it's tefillah deraisa or tefillah derabon. The Rambam holds tefillah is constantly a mitzvah deraisa. A mitzvah deraisa to daven every day, at least a tefillah. The Ramban says no. There's no mitzvah deraisa to daven every day. On times based sorrow, then is a mitzvah deraisa to daven. Now we've got the Ramban here telling me that Taish in Mikra Kodesh is to come to Shul to Vafahesya publicly declare that today's a Yom Kodesh through Tefillah. So it comes out L'choyer from this Ramban a big Kiddush. That even though normally Tefillah is a Rabbanon, but on Yom Tov, let's start with Yom Tov, on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah Tefillah Dereisa. Because not so much as the Rachmi part of it, as the declaration of declaring it a Yom Mikra Kodesh, it's a mitzvah deraisa to daven. And not only is a mitzvah deraisa just to daven, tefillah betziv and zikr not normally considered a chiv deraisa. But when it comes to Yom Tov, the Ramban is saying this is part of Mikra Kodesh, to be mekadesh the day before hesiv tefillah. So it comes out, he's sort of hinting a massive chiddush, that when it comes to Yom Tov, not only Tefillah is deraisa, Tefillah betziv is deraisa. So I looked around, is this chiddush noted, quoted anywhere? And it's actually a prima godim. It's a prima godim in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Siman Tov Tzadik. He says, yes, dos is stated in Ramban. And he points out, normally Tefillah could be derabbanon, but when it comes to Yom Tov, Tefillah, and not only Tefillah, Tefillah betziv is deraisa. And so much so, says the Prima Godim, you need kumt ois et zibur deraisa. So you need 10 grown-ups, which the Torah is mashigram. Fahesia is always bifnei asoro. Now asoro means asoro gedoilim. Normally, we rely by mitzvah boys, we treat them as gedoilim, for dina derabon, chazoka derabon. We assume they've got a simonic galus as well. When it comes to din deraisa, said carries on the Prima Godim, we don't rely chazoka derava. When it comes to baking your matzah lishmo, which din deraisa, so many make sure that not just a boy who's just turned by mitzvah, dina deraisa, making your tefillin, it's not so simple to rely on a bar mitzvah boy who looks very young still and you're not sure if he's got simonic galus. Says the Prima Godim, comes to davening on Yom Tov, you should make sure, be mahada, to have 10 gedoilim, clear gedoilim, and don't rely on chazoka derava. It's a din deraisa. See, Taka brings down this chiddush that elech and other Yom Tov davening, besides being special in its own right, is a special mitzvah the chiyuv shaboy, mitzvah the chiyuv of mikra kodesh. So therefore, it's a mitzvah deraisa tefillah and tefillah b'tziv on Yom Tov. Now, what we mentioned before, what about Shabbos? Shabbos we also mikra kodesh. Now, this Prima Godim in Tov Tzadik talks about Yom Tov, so I did take a bit of searching around, Baruch Hashem Yagati Umatsosi. I found another Prima Godim. The Prima Godim is Simon Kuvov, says, Yesh Oimim, Beshabbos Uve Yom Tov Tefillah Min HaToyro, Ayin Ramban, Veherachti B'Mokam Acher. I haven't quite found that Rikz Mokam Acher yet, but our Kopon Hitaka mentioned that Shabbos can also be included. Like Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh, Shabbos is also Mikra Kodesh. And therefore, on Shabbos will come out also as unique chashivas on Tefillah B'Tzibur on Shabbos, that over the weekday, avadeh the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Tefillah B'Tzibur applies every day, but on Shabbos it comes apart from mitzvah d'oraisa. So Mikra Kodesh teaches me, besides all these other halachas, the mitzvah of Tefillah and Tefillah B'Tzibur, both by Shabbos, both by Yom Tov. The Beis Yosef discusses in Siman Tov Pei Zayin, there's a machlekes in the Torah, the nusach of Yom Tov Shmoneh Esrei. When you say Vatitah Lo Hashem Lekeinu, as Yom will be, when we said with as Yom Chag HaMatzos is there, do we add the word Mikra Kodesh? Then Zeichel Tzitz Mitzrayim. We do, but the Torah is not sure about it at all. The Torah says some add Mikra Kodesh. He says there's a difference between Ashkenaz and others, and some don't. Says the Torah, I think you shouldn't be saying the word Mikra Kodesh. What are you saying it for? You said already what today is. You said today is Pesach. You're discussing Hilchot Pesach now. There's many other things you could discuss as well, says the Torah. Maybe you should mention Issa Melacha as well. Why just mention Mikra Kodesh, which whatever Mikra Kodesh means, mention other halachas. Why are you mentioning Hilchot Yom Tov? Shabbos, you need to declare the name of the day. The name of the day is the Yom Tov Chag HaMatzos. The name of Shavuos is Yom Tov Seder. Why mention Mikra Kodesh? Why mention discussing the halachas of it? The Torah says, I think you shouldn't be saying it. Leave out the word Mikra Kodesh. Says the Beis Yosef, no, I'm not happy with the Torah's maskora. In Masechta Sofim, it says clearly, you should say Mikra Kodesh. V'loy matzosi tana v'amoyra, who says, who's quoting himself to Sofim? I, the tall fate Akasha. Why mention Mikra Kodesh? Why not any other Halkichel Yomtov? Says the Beis Sosa, according to the Rabban, it's clear, it's answered. Because Mikra Kodesh talks about davening. Mikra Kodesh is not just a random summary of Hilkas Yom Tov. It actually tells me Hilkas Tefillah on Yom Tov. Because Mikra Kodesh means, as the Ramban says, that Lekadosh Yom Tefillah. So since it's connected, since Mikra Kodesh means Tefillah, that's why we Chachomim put it in Shmoneh Esrei. We talk about Dam Shmoneh Esrei. This davening, this declaration, Vatitel Lo Hashem Elokeinu, as Yom Chagamatzuzeh, says that it's Mikra Kodesh. The source is Mikra Kodesh. So therefore, it's appropriate to add the word Mikra Kodesh out of the other dinim of Yom Tov more than any other dinim. So therefore, this Ramban is actually tremendous how much he put in these few short words. So the Mikra Kodesh tells us the mitzvah of Tefillah on Yom Tov and the mitzvah of Tznichiyah and Yom Mishra Simcha. Well, that we know, we're well acquainted with in any case, the Yom Mishra Simcha, that the Yom Mishra Simcha of Yom Tov is supposed to be unique in the type of Shavuos. Shavuos, so besides being Mikra Kodesh and all the other dinim of Yom Tov got to it, Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal once said that when it comes to Shavuos, being a Yom Tov Kabbalah Satorah, it's got special schoolers. Torah brings with it tremendous schoolers. We find by Har Sinai that all of Plaza and Nisrach was an amazing transformation. People with all sorts of missing limbs and broken limbs and all other choylim were miraculously cured b'shas Kabbalah Satorah. Said to Eliashim, we know every year Shavuos is not just a date in the calendar, it's a new Kabbalah Satorah. It's quite clearly, there's so many rayas that Shavuos, there is a repeat Yom Kabbalah Satorah every year. Said to Eliashim, and he told that to a person who was in a serious condition, you should know this special schoolers on Shavuos to be healed from all illnesses, lemala b'dechateva. Not only when the doctors are predicting a cure, even if they don't know, but Shavuos doesn't work with the medicine, the rules of medicine. It works with Yom Matan Torah. See, if Yom Matan Torah, they had this, all the choyro were cured, so therefore Shavuos is a special schooler, Yom Mesugal, for getting refuahs from all sorts of conditions. So this, whoever the Talmud Chacham, who the Rabbi Yashiv talked to, he said, when on Shavuos? When exactly? So Rabbi Yashiv thought for a split second. He said, during Kriyas HaTorah, first day Shavuos, when we line the Parash of Kabbalah HaTorah, when we line the Parash of Aseres HaDibros, that is the time. So of course it doesn't mean davening prepare. You need to be listening to the Kriyas HaTorah. But you can daven b'machshava. So having in mind b'machshava, b'shas Kriyas HaTorah, first Yishuas, during this, the Kriya part of the actual Maimed Hasin, the Kabbalah HaTorah, of Aseres HaDibros, that said to Rabbi Yashiv, is a Zman Mesugal to daven for Yeshuas for all in Yoni Revuah. So the Boshu should help us. We should have to be able to prepare properly, use our chalamoid, use our ima days properly to prepare for Shavuos, and we should be zeicher taka to be mekayim Shavuos properly, mikol kodesh, with all the brochas that come with it.
Amen.
Where?